Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about the rise of DeepSeek, a Chinese AI firm, and its impact on the global tech landscape. Buckle up, folks. This is a wild ride.
I'm all ears. This DeepSeek sounds like a real game changer. But what makes it so special and why is everyone so hyped about it?
Well, their AI model, R1, is open source and frankly unbeatable right now. 2 months after release, it's still the top dog, outperforming anything else out there. Think about that, a Chinese firm leading the AI charge. It's making waves, and not everyone's happy about it.
Open source? So anyone can use it? That seems like a pretty big deal. What's the catch?
Exactly. Anyone can use it without paying fees, and you can even run it on your own hardware for privacy. That's a huge advantage over closed systems like OpenAI, even if they are more technically sophisticated in some ways. Companies like Glue and LateNode are already jumping on board, integrating R1 into their platforms. Even Meta, DeepSeek's biggest competitor in open source, is studying R1 to improve their own models. It's like a gold rush.
Wow, that's a lot of uptake. Any downsides to this DeepSeek dominance? I mean, it seems too good to be true.
Of course there are. Security concerns are a major issue, especially in the US. Some are so paranoid they want to run R1 on completely isolated systems. Plus, there's the censorship issue. DeepSeek is a Chinese company, and that carries baggage.
Ah, the censorship. So what are governments doing about it? And what about European companies? Are they embracing DeepSeek too?
Well, the White House might ban DeepSeek on government devices, maybe even prevent American cloud providers from offering it at all. Europe is in a tricky spot. They don't have an AI player like DeepSeek, and some want to lessen dependence on American tech after Trump's policies. But they have their own security concerns.
So, a bit of a dilemma then. Rely on potentially censored tech or stick with established players. Where does that leave everyone else?
DeepSeek recently released the actual code they used to build R1, making it even easier for anyone to use their tech. This could be huge for companies wanting to benefit from DeepSeek's innovations while avoiding the censorship. There are already examples like Perplexity, an American AI search engine that retrained R1 to be, as they put it, unbiased.
R1 1776, huh? Bit of a statement there. So what's the bottom line here? What does the future hold in this AI arms race?
The future is uncertain, but DeepSeek has definitely shaken things up. This open source approach is disruptive and presents both opportunities and challenges. The balance between innovation, security, and freedom from censorship will be key in determining who comes out on top. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.